Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a study that found that only 27% of athletes reported using mental skills such as goal setting, positive self-talk, imagery, and relaxation during rehab. Of the respondents who used mental skills, 72% reported they felt it helped expedite their recovery process. The use of mental skills during rehabilitation from injury is beneficial to athletes. Clinicians could optimize and integrate mental skills into rehabilitation programs if they better understood what skills are most utilized and who teaches these skills. Therefore, Arvin and Barrow and colleagues completed a cross-sectional survey study to determine what mental skills are used during rehabilitation and who taught the athletes the mental skill. The authors surveyed approximately 1,300 athletes, ranging from college student athletes to elite level athletes. The survey was changed to include language which was most familiar to the surveyed athletes and included both open-ended and closed-ended questions. Overall, 27% of athletes responded that they have used mental skills during rehabilitation of an athletic injury. Of the 346 athletes, 72% responded that using mental skills helped them recover faster. A significantly higher number of American athletes reported using mental skills than European athletes. The top mental skills reported were goal setting, positive self-talk, imagery, and relaxation. Respondents further reported that sports medicine personnel, such as athletic trainers and physiotherapists, were most likely to teach athletes to incorporate mental skills into their rehabilitation. Other sources included coaches, self-taught, family members, and sports psychologists. Overall, the survey results of this study present some interesting information for clinicians. Firstly, a relatively low number of athletes reported using mental skills. The result is especially interesting when one considers that a high percentage of those who used mental skills felt it was beneficial to their outcomes. Furthermore, sports psychologists, the professionals most equipped to teach and help athletes hone mental skills, were the lowest reported source of training. This is most likely due to limited access to sports psychologists. Also of note, sports medicine professionals were the most common source of teaching mental skills despite little or no standard of training in teaching mental skills. Therefore, the current study suggests that injured athletes may benefit from professional help with mental skills. Thus, sports medicine personnel may want to consider having a certified sports psychologist as part of their sports medicine team. Furthermore, sports medicine personnel may also benefit from seeking continuing education opportunities that would better equip them to teach mental skills. In the past 2 weeks, we also had two other posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. The first post introduced a new consensus statement on the surgical management of symptomatic articular cartilage defects of the knee that was released by the United Kingdom Cartilage Consensus Meeting. The second post reported a study that found that females are more likely to report concussion-related symptoms at baseline testing than males. However, following a concussion, there are no differences in symptom reporting between male and female athletes. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included results from several studies and announcements about new evidence-based practice CEUs from multiple providers, including those offered by SportsMedRes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.